Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amber Talbot, director of Pausanmore Animal Shelter in Washington, about pet therapy services they provide in the area. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Pausanmore does quite a bit for the community, and one thing people might not know is that you guys do some pet therapy services with area organizations. Can you let us know about this?
We have been visiting care facilities since 2010 with Shelter Pets, and we've started going to the Washington Care Facility. We visited Lending Hands. We've also been to facilities in Wellman. And the benefits that the residents receive from interacting with these pets is just priceless. And the benefit of the animal-human bond has been documented for so many centuries, and the emotional and mental benefits are truly astronomical. It creates a lot of mental stimulation for the residents. They get so much joy and caring for these animals, and it's really wonderful to see the facilities that have pets that live within the facility. That's even a great benefit. We recently placed a dog in the Morning Sun nursing home. It's a facility dog, and they've always had a facility dog, and they were looking to adopt another one. Their existing pet had passed away, and so we placed a little beagle mix named Nana in the care facility, and she lives there daily, and she's on the nurse's care rotation as far as who potties her and takes her out and does her direct care, and it's just been amazing for the residents.
And do you take just dogs then to these facilities?
We visit with cats as well. Some of the kitties don't handle the environmental change as easily. So if we do take kitties, we'll take the younger ones that are more adaptable. We've also taken bunnies before over the years. And obviously we network and make sure there's no allergy concerns when we're visiting. And you can always view our Facebook page. Every week we post photos of our visitation therapy that we provide, which is wonderful. We have individuals with other organizations, vocational programs that come on site to the shelter and visit and spend time with the animals for individuals with disabilities or senior day groups as well. They can come on site and visit anytime.
With the pet therapy services that Pausanmore offers in the local community, what kind of benefits do people see when they experience this?
There are quite a few benefits from the visitation therapy that we provide, and I think the biggest thing is the emotional benefit that the animals provide for the seniors, not only with the compassion, but they have a sense of caring and gentleness as they get to interact with those pets. It also provides an increased self-esteem for the seniors. They have a lot of decreased anxiety and depression they see. It definitely reduces loneliness of these seniors, and it helps them with their increased social interaction. So definitely increases that self-esteem again. It also helps them mentally by memory stimulation. Is definitely noted that that's been a big benefit. It definitely increases their memory stimulation and their physical interaction. It definitely helps with mobility, as far as there's a lot of individuals that might have deterioration in their hands or arms where, you know, when they reach out to pet that pet or brush or, you know, walking the dog a little bit through the facility, that really gets them up and moving and motivates them with their physical motor skills as well.
And you talked about how it helps the people involved. How does it impact the animals?
I think it's great exposure for the animals, and obviously the more time and one-on-one interaction pets get with humans, the better adaptable they'll be and more experience for a forever home. So it's a win-win for both of us, for sure.
And what kind of feedback do you hear from the directors?
They absolutely love when we come, and there's weeks where we have to cancel due to staffing, or maybe we just don't have an appropriate candidate that can go visit for that day. You know, our dog population and kitty population is always changing, and some days there's weeks where we have all new dogs that we don't know that well yet, and we've got to make sure that they've been to the vet and have had their medical screenings as well before they can attend. So when we do have to cancel periodically, it's usually pretty sad for them, and they are excited to have us back as soon as possible.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amber Talbot, director of Pausanmore Animal Shelter, speaking about pet therapy services they offer in the area. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.